Hi everyone. Last recording, I think we talked about Manishtana, and this time a statement that there actually are two Haggadahs. That might be quite a big shock for some of you. One Haggadah is often enough, but within the Haggadah, there actually are two Haggadahs. And what do I mean by this? Well, in the Mishnah, about 1800 years ago, there's a statement that when we do the Haggadah, when we tell the story, we should start negatively about something bad and end in praise of God. This is a model of the Seder, and almost like we're going through the redemptive process ourselves. And two rabbis from Babylon, Shmuel or Samuel and Rav, argue on how we should do this. One say, Avadim Hayinu. And that's the first Haggadah that we do, where we say we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and then God took us out. So that Avadim Hayinu is itself, followed by a few other paragraphs, one Haggadah. But there's another one beginning with the word Mitchila. And that word, Mitchila, itself is a different Haggadah. Mitchila comes after the four sons. And it says originally we were idolatrous, and then God brought us close to his worship, and talks about how God chose Abraham as the first monotheist, so to speak. So these are two Haggadahs. One, we were physically slaves, we were freed. The second, we were idol worshippers way back before Abraham, and then God brought us close by choosing Abraham, who was the first one worshipping God. And so here are two paths of redemption, both national paths. One is a physical one, our ability to determine our own fate. One is a theological one, dating back to Abraham, which is that we became, in a sense, a nation that would be close to God. And so our nation is rooted in both the liberty and the freedom of Egypt. From Egypt, that is, and also rooted in the choosing that God did, the choice that God made of Abraham.